Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Our hymn this week is Praise the Lord, the Almighty. Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I would dare to say that almost all of us have experienced some sort of trial in our life. It could be the loss of health, a financial meltdown, death of a mate or child, or any number of catastrophic events. It is not whether or not we will encounter these trials, but rather what we will do when they arise. The phrase, praise to the Lord, occurs at least in 155 verses in the Bible. That indicates to me that we need to spend far more time praising the Lord than we do. It would be well to replace our complaints with words of praise to the Lord. Over 300 years ago, Joachim Neander was a hymn writer for the German Reformed Church. He was going through a time of trial and testing in his life. He would take long walks and pour out his heart to the Lord. It was on one of these walks that he came to the realization that it was not his strength that would give him victory and peace, but rather the powerful God he served. It was in that state of mind that he composed this week's featured hymn, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. Verse 1. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to his temple draw near. Join me in glad adoration. Verse 2. Praise to the Lord, who over all things so wondrously reigneth, shelters thee under his wings, yea, so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how thy desires ever have been granted in what he ordaineth? Verse 3. Praise to the Lord, who with marvelous wisdom hath made thee, decked thee with health, and with loving hand guided and stayed thee. How oft in grief hath not he brought thee relief, spreading his wings for to shade thee. Verse 4. Praise to the Lord, O let all that is in me adore him. All that hath life and breath, come now with praises before him. Let the Amen sound from his people again. Gladly for A, we adore him. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.